WTOP News Time, 5 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Dreading that morning commute, it's not going to get any better, especially in these states.
California, Minnesota, New Jersey, and North Carolina. 70% of the interstates in those states are severely congested.
Chris Mitchell's with the Reason Foundation. States are having to pay more and more of the cost of maintaining highways as federal money is not what it has been. The study found that more than half the country's interstates were congested in 2005. As for safety, Massachusetts roads were the safest, Montana's were the deadliest. So where are we headed? Out of big cities. New data shows Philadelphia lost a third of its population in the past 50 years. Only half as many people now live in Buffalo, Cleveland, Detroit, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis as did in 1950. CBS's Cammie McCormick has more on where Americans live.
New York is still the nation's most populous city, with Los Angeles in second. Phoenix had the largest population increase of any city. But the census also shows many of the nation's fastest-growing areas are actually suburbs. North Las Vegas, for example, and three suburbs in the Dallas, Texas metro area.
In the Texas Hill Country, more water worries. More than a foot and a half of rain fell in Marble Falls, northwest of Austin. Flooding caused three bridges to be washed out. A water treatment plant was damaged. Tanya Salvacek says that's going to be a problem as bottled water from the state was slow in coming.
Those of us who are used to not drinking a lot is fine, but we have people that are in desperate need of getting more water, and a gallon of water does not go far.
Gusty winds were expected in the Lake Tahoe area. They did not blow through. Still, says Fire Incident Commander Rich Hawkins,
there's absolutely no reason to become complacent. There's still a significant threat to the local community.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman has seen some of the fire's aftermath.
Lake Tahoe is one of the world's deepest lakes. It's also one of the world's most beautiful lakes, known for its crystal clear water. The beach area, though, has been changed somewhat. Extending for as far as the eye can see, there's about a 1 foot wide strip of ash.
That California wildfire is more than halfway contained. Gruesome discovery southeast of Baghdad. Cops say they found 20 bodies, all beheaded. Immigration reform is on the front burner in the Senate, where there's a test vote today.
Once again, it's all on the line for the immigration bill to tighten the borders while letting illegal immigrants already here stay legally and eventually become citizens. Senate Leader Harry Reid says a procedural vote will determine if the bill survives.
I think the time has come. We're going to have to fish or cut bait, as they say, Mr. President.
Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions would be happy to cut the line himself.
We must not go forward with it because it won't work.
He is among a core group of Republicans who fought this bill from the beginning despite President Bush's strong support. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
After the Dow gained about 90 points yesterday, traders are set to head back on this Thursday. S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
WTOP News Time, 5:04, Thursday morning, June the 28th, underway. 75 degrees right now. We're going back to the 90s.
From the Lido Pizza Glass and Closed Nerve Center, this is the most listened to radio station in the region, WTOP Radio. Here now are Mike Moss and Bruce Allen.
Good morning, I'm Frank Herzog, along with Mark Lewis. We're sitting in for those guys today. Despite some heroic efforts by members of a Pepco crew, there's sad news this morning about the teenager struck by lightning yesterday afternoon in Oxon Hill. The 16-year-old girl died. Major Chauncey Bowers of the Prince George's County Fire Department says she was one of several people who were waiting for a bus on Kennebec Street, who ran under a tree to get out of the rain.
After they had moved over to the tree area, is when the lightning struck in the vicinity of the tree, causing an injury, fortunately, to only the one individual.
Not only was she standing under a tree in a lightning storm, she was talking on a cell phone at the same time. Workers from Pepco saw it happen. They performed CPR on her until paramedics got there, but she died from her injuries on the way to the hospital.
Some area residents are still in the dark this morning after yesterday's storms. Pepco has about 1,000 customers without power in both Prince George's County and Montgomery County. Dominion Virginia Power reporting only about 275 outages at this hour.
Speaking of utilities, a rate increase in Northern Virginia is a go. The State Corporation Commission has given the green light for Dominion Virginia Power to increase its rates by 4% beginning Sunday. The typical residential customer's average monthly bill for 1,000 kilowatt hours of electricity would raise from more than $3 from $87 and, it would raise by more than $3, so it would go from $87.18 to $90.59.
WTOP News Time, 5:06. Quite a few people spent the night not at a hotel last evening. Instead, they were at the cozy confines of Dulles International Airport, and that's where we find WTOP's Ira Melman right now as he joins us live. Ira, what happened that folks had to spend the night at the airport?
That they did because of what they are being told are weather delays by various airlines. As I look at the departure schedule, only a few of the flights are canceled so far. But one man I spoke to tried to get home to New York City 2 days ago. Last night, or two nights ago, but now he spent the night at the Memphis airport. No hotels available because of weather delays on his Northwest Airlines flight. Last night, he spent it on the floor here at Dulles Airport. Again, weather delays and cancellations. As far as the airlines are concerned, they're saying it's all due to weather. However, various other sources say many airlines, including Northwest and United, just both emerging from bankruptcy, are running so thin that they're having trouble staffing their flights. So things are very crowded very early this morning here at Dulles International Airport. Reporting live, Ira Melman, WTOP Radio.
Just in time for the holiday getaway, we've got some good news from the pump. Washington area gas prices are down for the fourth week in a row. The weekly WTOP Pain in the Gas survey finds regular down by another nickel per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08 per gallon. But we know there's gas in our area selling for a lot cheaper than that. So where are you seeing the best deals? Call the WTOP Talkback line at 1-866-282-WTOP. That's 1-866-282-WTOP. WTOP News Time, 508.
More traffic than any other radio station.
103.5 WTOP Radio.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th.
Volume is the story on 270, 95 in and out of Baltimore, 95 in Virginia between Fredericksburg and the Beltway, and 66 between Marshall and Vienna. Hey, nothing on the Dulles Greenway, Dulles Toll Road, even Route 7 is moving well between Sterling and Tyson's on Route 7. Unfortunately, in Waldorf, there is an apartment fire. 301 southbound closed south of Mattawoman Beantown Road. Northbound 301, you take that out of La Plata into Waldorf, northbound is open. You'll be able to see the equipment, though, on the other side. I'm Lisa Baden, WTOP Radio Traffic.
Oh, we were in the 90s yesterday and had some heavy storms in parts of the area. Looks like we may see more of the same today. Let's get the full story once again from ABC 7 meteorologist Aaron Williams. We've been here before, Aaron.
Yeah, exactly, and it looks like we're going to be here again. You know, it's interesting. We saw a couple of pop-up thunderstorms across our WTOP listening area yesterday, but really the only major one that we saw was right over the district. The rest of the area really was basically dry. So, of course, it becomes top of mind, of course, when we have our headquarters hit with rain. But for the vast majority of the folks in the WTOP listening area, yesterday was another hot, dry, and muggy day, but emphasis on the word dry. Today is going to be basically more of the same. We'll see some patchy fog out there this morning, but otherwise partly cloudy skies, an isolated shower, maybe a pop-up thunderstorm in the afternoon, but still hot and muggy. Again, a very slight chance of a couple of thunderstorms, but don't count on it. We'll see highs again in the mid-90s. For tonight, still warm and muggy, but a better chance of those showers and thunderstorms for this evening because a cold front will be sweeping through. Severe weather will be possible, especially this evening. Overnight lows will be in the mid-70s, but once that front moves through, much better weather. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, a few lingering showers and thunderstorms, but highs only in the low 80s, partly cloudy and a beautiful weekend with highs again in the low 80s. 76 now at Reagan National. We have 73 at Dulles, 73 at BWI.
So glad you're getting up with us here on a Thursday morning already. WTOP News Time 512.
The murder of a young Iraq War veteran near the Pentagon Row Shopping Center shocked our area almost a year ago. Now WTOP Radio has learned police will soon release a piece of evidence they hope will solve this crime.
It's surveillance video showing Paul Zeller walking into the Harris Teeter grocery store around midnight. A few minutes later, he leaves and starts walking home.
I was actually surprised at how difficult it would be to see.
Zeller's sister, Lydia Robertson, has seen the video Arlington County Police are releasing.
For a couple days after I watched it, it was very hard because you realize that was the very last time he was alive, and just a few minutes later, his horrible death happened.
She says that horrible death has reminded her of the fragility of life.
It's a real sobering thought, especially when you have young children. Nobody thinks they're going to have to talk to their six-year-old about something like this.
Police hope this new video will help jog someone's memory. Neil Augenstein, WTOP Radio.
Do you suspect that a child whom you know is being abused? Do you know exactly what to do if you're thinking that? Well, now, there is a place you can go other than the police.
It's a national hotline called Stop It Now, which Virginia has begun marketing for adults who may have witnessed child sexual abuse.
This is geared towards adults who are seeing things in the home that they aren't sure about, aren't comfortable about, or who have questions. They don't know how to proceed.
Lucy Caldwell, the state health department, says the hotline is already getting 8 to 10 calls a month from Virginia. The folks on the other end will give you advice and leave it up to you as to how to proceed. It's an easy number to remember, 1-888-PREVENT. We have a link as well at WTOPnews.com. Hank Silverberg, WTOP Radio.
If the roads seem to be getting more crowded in Frederick, it's because the city's growing and growing fast. Today's census estimates show Frederick is gaining ground on Rockville, is close to becoming the state's second largest city. Frederick has only about 200 fewer residents than Rockville right now, with just under 59,000. And here's a note for WTOP listeners in Frederick County, Maryland as well. Set your car radio to 103.9 FM to hear WTOP in Frederick. Our former AM signal now carries our sister station. For WTOP Radio, it's 103.9 in Frederick and 103.5 WTOP everywhere else. WTOP Sports Time, 5:15. Dave Johnson joins us with news about the Nats.
Hey, that was well said the way you did that, Frank, by the way. And I know this is early, but this better register. Yeah, the score really was 13-0. Braves take care of the Nationals last night, 13-0. You might say Micah Buie last night, he struggled, the Nationals starting pitcher, Manny Acta.
I just didn't have it at all. I mean, he couldn't, his off-speed stuff was just flat, was right down the middle of the plate, every one of them, and also, he wasn't able to finish hitters.
Best news, the series is now over. Elsewhere, the Mets are winners last night. The Phillies lost the Reds despite a 505-foot home run from Ryan Howard. The Brewers top of the Astros. Cubs over the Rockies. Padres did beat the Giants. Pirates got a win over the Marlins. The Diamondbacks stopped the Dodgers. How about Eric Bedard last night? 8 strikeouts. The Orioles blanked the Yankees 4-0. Aubrey Huff, a big 3-run homer. The Mariners complete the sweep of the Red Sox. The Blue Jays did beat the Twins. White Sox winners over the Devil Rays. The A's top of the Indians. And the Royals shut out the Angels. All right, NBA draft is tonight. The Wizards with the 16th pick overall. President Ernie Grunfeld.
We have had conversations about moving up. We've had some conversations about possibly moving back. We've had conversations about possibly moving the pick. But as I said, we're comfortable with keeping the pick. And if that's what happens, I think we'll have the ability to take a solid player who has a good future.
That's his way of saying that anything is possible right now. We know that Tiger Woods is coming to play in his tournament next week. An official announcement could come perhaps as soon as today. And you know who else is coming? Phil Mickelson. This is lining up to be just a terrific field for the AT&T National next week at Congressional Country Club. DC United is home tonight to play Colorado. Copa America last night. Chile beat Ecuador 3-2, but Mexico shuts out Brazil. I hear they're pretty good. 2-0. Dave Johnson, WTOP Radio Sports.